fluid containment on surface. Everybody's heard of Pavilion, Wyoming. Okay? Pavilion was a linking above ground pit that was not lined. Did the industry cause it? Yes, they did. Are they mitigating it? Yes, they are. But should we have to mitigate it? No, that's why we require lined pits that have been sealed and certified by a professional engineer.
You talked about Pavilion and how that was biogenic. Well, I believe that the EPA and USGS found thermogenic methane, which is how they were able to relate those.
No, wait a second, back up before you go there. Okay, the report that was put out by the EPA, and I actually worked on this project for the Wyoming State Engineer's Office, I did a little bit more insight for it. The EPA report was actually rescinded because it wasn't peer reviewed. If you look at it, it's the EPA's actual
report. They were out for peer review and they decided
it was rescinded. And the Department of Environmental Quality for Wyoming took over, along with the State Engineer's Office. No, actually, industry's funding a small portion, and it's not even like that. All they're doing is letting the records be. So, what was found is yes, you did have some thermogenic. And it was around the well that I was telling you about that had a bad cement jar?
Three.
Actually, it was only one. So three. I said there were three wells that had it. It was one well with cement, that cement jar. Three wells that was detected around us. Okay? Now, the thermogenic gas, or the markers that were found in three wells that were done by a bad cement jar on an antenna well that was built in 1985. The biogenic gas that was found was originally found in 1953, and they had to abandon several of the work wells that were put in place to build Ocean Lake, which is the main drinking water source for the town of Pavilion and the local community.
So how much money did Wyoming
spend to
put all those
systems
in on those people who no longer have to use water?
Zero.
Really?
Not a dime.
The state of Wyoming spent no money.
Not a dime. Not a dime. Encana paid for it. Go back and look at it. Encana paid for every single one of them. Encana was also hauling water to those cisterns for those folks.
The home paid
for that. No, Encana's still hauling.
I'm sure you know Jonathan.
Oh, I know Jonathan.
Yeah, that comes with Jonathan. Who was one of those homes?
Go back and ask John actually who's paying for it. Because he'll tell you, even when his wife moved into town, which you do know his wife moved into town. Because of why?
Very obvious.
Why?
Why did she move into town? Well, it has to do with the fact that the air quality there is terrible. They have no drinking water. And they had how many mills for them?
No, she actually moved into town because she had ovarian cancer in her mouth. And was that due to wells?
Wouldn't surprise me.
No, it was actually due to her. It was actually due to her working for a company, a chemical company. And they tried to blend it on and
Pavilion.